Hey, Daily Dosers. My name's Rob Morais. I'm the high school pastor at our San Marcos Escondido campus, and I get to continue in our Beatitudes series today. Today, we're in verse 10 of Matthew chapter 5, but I actually want you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 18 through 25. Matthew 5, 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted." And immediately I read those words, and I think I know in my Christian mind what that means. But I've never read this next part of it. It says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." I love how Larry kicked off this series by saying that righteousness literally means to do the right thing. And so it's this idea that blessed are those who are persecuted for doing the right thing. My mind immediately went to John chapter 15, verse 18, where Jesus says these words, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you, a servant is no greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among the works no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. As it is, they have seen, and yet they have hated both me and my Father, but this is to fulfill what is written in the law, they hated me without reason." Just this picture that we get to share in Jesus' persecution, I think that's one of the coolest things that we get to be offered as Christians, and that our lives should reflect Christ. And therefore, if our lives do reflect Christ, there is gonna be persecution. And so here's my simple question that I have for you today. My simple question is, what am I pursuing that's right that could lead to persecution? What avenues, what aspects of your life that you are living where you are doing the right thing that maybe could lead to persecution? I know that we live in a different world today. We don't live in other countries where it's illegal to have our Bible, but there should be some kind of uncomfortability with your faith. For some of us, that could be sin issues. That could be us choosing to not live in the way that we want to pursue our sexuality, or the way that we want to pursue our finances, or in the way that we want to pursue our language, or treating people. For some of us, it could be the uncomfortability of our faith. Maybe it's a neighbor across the street, or it's somebody at our work that we want to share our faith with, but maybe we hold that back because we don't want to be put in an uncomfortable situation. And persecution could just be us stepping out and showing our cards and who we are and showing people who Jesus is. For some of us, maybe it's our character and our integrity, waking up every single day and being the person that Christ wants us to be. John Piper wrote these words, and I thought that they were super powerful. "If you are spiritually minded, you will expose the worldly mindedness. If you are earnest, you will make the flippant look flippant instead of clever. If you speak with compassion, you will throw callousness into sharp relief. If you are punctual and thorough in your dealings, you will lay open the inferiority of laziness and negligence. If you walk humbly with your God, you will expose the evil of pride. If you pursue self-control, your life will indict excess desires. If you embrace temperance, your life will be a statement against the love of things that control your mind. And if you cherish chastity, your life will be an attack on people's love for sexuality." In short, if the world loves you, you're probably living for the world. But if your faith can be uncomfortable at times, you're probably doing something right. I hope that was encouraging for you today, Daily Dosers, and I hope you have a great day.